Change of address, name, or business information, section 5 to 41. It is the licensee's responsibility to promptly notify the department of any changes in their address, telephone number, email address, or office location within 24 hours. Business information changes when acquiring or transferring any interest in a corporation, LLC, partnership, or LLP that is licensed under the Real Estate License Act of 2000. Any changes in designated managing brokers, branch managers, or principal officers within 15 days after the change. Expiration and renewal. License expiration and renewal dates are established by rule, consistent with the Act. Licenses may be renewed by paying required fees and meeting CE requirements up to 90 days prior to expiration of the license. Brokers, managing brokers, and residential leasing agents may renew their expired licenses, provided they pay the necessary fees and meet the continuing education and other requirements, for up to 2 years following license expiration. Beyond this two-year period, licensees will be required to meet the qualifications for new licenses set out by the Act. Non-residence and license by reciprocity, section 5 to 60. A managing broker or broker who lives in a state that has a reciprocal licensing agreement with Illinois may be issued an Illinois license, or an Illinois licensee may be issued a license in the state offering reciprocity, if the following conditions are met. The key feature of reciprocity is that the licensee does not have to live in the state offering reciprocity. Illinois licensees do not have to live in the states offering reciprocity, and licensees living in other states offering reciprocity do not have to live in Illinois. For a reciprocal broker or managing broker's license, the broker or managing broker holds a broker or managing broker's license in her home state. The licensing standards of that state are substantially equivalent to or greater than the minimum standards required in Illinois. The managing broker or broker has been actively practicing as a managing broker or broker for at least 2 years, immediately prior to the application date. The managing broker or broker furnishes the department with an official statement, under seal, from her home state's licensing authority that the managing broker or broker has an active managing broker's or broker's license, is in good standing, and has no complaints pending. The managing broker's or broker's home state grants reciprocal privileges to Illinois licensees. The managing broker or broker completes a course of education and passes a test on Illinois-specific real estate brokerage laws, or the real estate brokerage laws of the state where the Illinois licensee wishes to do business. The broker furnishes the department with a statement under seal of the proper licensing authority of the state in which the broker is licensed, showing that the broker has an active broker's license, that the broker is in good standing, and that no complaints are pending against the broker in that state. Currently, Illinois has reciprocity with the following states under the Real Estate License Act of 2000: Nebraska, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Florida. Always check the department website for the latest update on reciprocal states. Before a managing broker or broker will be issued a license, the applicant must file a designation, person, in writing to act as her agent in Illinois. Brokers or managing brokers applying for an Illinois license must furnish the department with proof of active licensure in their home state. They also must pay the same license fees that are required of Illinois brokers and managing brokers. Prospective licensees must agree in writing to abide by all provisions of the Act and to submit to the department's jurisdiction. However, once acquired, the reciprocal license allows a new resident who has recently been working under a non-Illinois license to obtain a valid Illinois license without examination. Licenses previously granted under reciprocal agreements with other states shall remain in force, so long as the department has a reciprocal agreement with that state. Renewal without fee, section 5 to 50. Licensees whose licenses have expired may renew without paying any lapsed renewal or reinstatement fees if the license expired within 2 years after the termination of the service, training, or education while the licensee was performing any of the following functions: on active duty with the U.S. Armed Services or called into the service or training by the state militia, engaged in training or education under supervision of the United States prior to induction into military service, serving as the coordinator of real estate in Illinois or as an employee of the department. License fees. Applicants for real estate licenses are subject to appropriate fees in addition to the testing fee paid to AMP when applying for the examination. The Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 provides for predetermined licensing fees. Initial fees: leasing license initial fee is $75. Broker initial license fee is $125. Managing broker initial fee, $150. Initial broker's license fee for a partnership, LLC, or corporation is $125. Included in the initial license fees are a real estate recovery fund fee of $10 and a real estate research and education fee of $5. Other licensing fees are indicated in the rules and are set according to actual cost incurred by the department and may vary. Return check penalties and failure to pay, Section 20-25. Anyone who delivers a check or other payment to the department that is returned for insufficient funds must pay a return check fine of $50 plus the amount originally owed. If the licensee fails to make full payment of all fees and fines owed within 30 calendar days of the notification that payment is due, the department will automatically terminate the license or deny the application without a hearing. The licensee may apply for restoration or issuance of the license and pay all fees and fines due the department. Renewal fees. Residential leasing agent, $100. Broker, $150. Managing broker, $200 license renewal dates. Broker, April 30th, even years. Residential leasing agent, July 31st, even years. Real estate businesses, October 31st, even years. Managing broker, April 30th, odd years. Continuing education. Continuing education hours, requirements. Residential leasing agent, 8 hours of continuing education in the core curriculum for each 2-year renewal period. Broker, 12 hours each 2-year renewal. 4-hour core and 8 hours of elective. 1 hour of elective must include sexual harassment prevention training. Managing broker, 4-hour core and 8 hours of elective. 1 hour of elective must include sexual harassment prevention training, plus 12 hours of specific broker management continuing education courses. IDFPR citations provides an abbreviated, non-disciplinary process for failure to complete continuing education in a timely manner. The licensee pay and complete continuing education or ask for a hearing. They cannot practice real estate. Their license is considered inactive if they did not complete their continuing education by the deadline date. All brokers and managing brokers must complete the required courses or equivalent before their licenses may be renewed. Managing brokers seeking to renew their licenses, beginning with the first renewal period following obtaining a managing broker's license, complete a 24-hour department-approved CE course on broker management during each renewal period and, at the conclusion of the course, take and pass a test developed and administered according to department specifications. Managing broker CE course material shall also include sales promotion, time management, standard real estate company training, instructors. Real estate CE credit may be earned by serving as an approved instructor in an approved course. The amount of credit earned matches the amount of credit given to the course. Other continuing education rules. Credit hours may be earned for self-study programs. A broker or managing broker may earn credit for a specific CE course only once during the renewal period. No more than 12 hours of courses may be taken in any one day. Pre- and post-licensing course hours may not be counted toward the CE credit hour requirements, unless specifically permitted by the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. Exempt from the CE requirement. Licensees who, during the renewal period, served in the armed services of the United States. Served as elected state or federal officials. Served as a full-time employee of the department. Licensees who are licensed attorneys admitted to practice law in Illinois. No license may be renewed except upon the successful completion of the required courses or their equivalent, or upon a waiver of those requirements for good cause shown as determined by the Director of Real Estate, upon the recommendation of the Board. If a renewal applicant has earned CE hours in another state, the department may approve the credit at its discretion based upon whether the course is one that would be approved under the Act.